today, in another interview, Vladimir Putin said that Russian intelligence has provided intelligence that the United States is planning another false flag operation, this one to bomb Damascus to try and kill Assad and to blame Assad for the bombing. Here's Buchanan. By firing off 5 dozen Tomahawk missiles at a military airfield, our America First president may have plunged us into another Middle East war that his countrymen do not want to fight. Oh, but if you live inside the bubble cocoon that is the, quote, conservative, close quote, Fox News, or if you've existed inside the talk radio mafia cocoon, they all want war, baby. War is awesome. We are a warlike people. Nay, scratch that. We are a barbarian-like people. You know, it's not hard to envisage or envision. Well, no, it is, because our leaders are pansies. They're not real men. They're cowards. If they were real men, they'd stand up for what is right, good, true, and beautiful, and just. You know, I just referring back to earlier today when we talked about, is it possible that there can be that democracy can exist at the same time as just war, in the same place, indeed, as justice, with a capital J. And as that essay that was reading to you earlier from Dr. I don't use his stuff. I've never used his stuff before, so I keep having trouble recalling. Stanley Horowitz. That it is democracy itself that makes unjust war possible, nay, probable. He even asked the point, why did we attack Iraq in 1991? That was at the end of the Cold War. We had an army. We had a military. Let's use it. Yes, let's. Why did we attack Iraq in 2003? Well, number one, who was going to stop us from doing it? Number two, we've got all this, you know, hardware and military firepower left over from the Cold War. Why not use it? So we did. So why not lob some Tomahawk missiles at the Syrians and then claim without any evidence whatsoever and without presenting any evidence? As a matter of fact, today at the UN, Vladimir Putin representatives stand up and demand it. Where is the evidence? Where is your evidence that Assad launched the missile strike with the gas? What do you have? Buchanan. Oh, by the way, here's what they have. They got nothing. They got gots. They got gugutsa. Thus far, Bashar Assad seems unintimidated. Brushing off the strikes, he has defiantly gone back to bombing the rebels from the same Shayrat airbase that the U.S. missiles hit. Trump will not stop here, warned UN Ambassador Nikki Haley on Sunday. If he needs to do more, he will. You mean if Ivanka sees more videos that upset her? If Trump fails to back up Haley's threat, the hawks now cheering him on will begin deriding him as Donald Obama. But if he throbs to the war drums of John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and little Marco Rubio and orders Syria's Air Force destroyed, we could be at war not only with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but with Syria, Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah. Hey, what could possibly go wrong? There was a commercial Saturday on the Masters that you saw, Mr. Critifer, that showed a former member of the United States Army who had lost his legs in an IED attack in Iraq meeting up with Jordan Spieth on a golf course and playing a little round of golf. As a matter of fact, Spieth was really smiling and humbling, and he said, "Your honors," and he let the vet go first. Midas Church and I were watching that, and Midas Church goes, "Now, how many people are watching this at home going like, that's awesome?" I said, "Lots." I said, "How many people are watching this at home going like, hey, llama, you know, a llama. How about a little something, you know, for the effort?" No, what I said was, "Hey, why don't we stop, or here, why don't we do all that we can do to stop creating blown off limbs by deploying men into areas where the IEDs are?" "Mr. Church, please, we can't do that." "A Syrian war would consume Trump's presidency," says Buchanan. "Are we ready for that? How would we win such a war without raising a large army and sending it back into the Middle East?" Yeah, how? Do you think the Decepticons care about that? They don't care about the actual execution of war. They don't care about the conclusion. They certainly don't care about the conclusion of it. They don't care about whether or not it brings about any peace or anything. Here's what they care about. They care about waging it. It is in the act of it is in the macho man act of of not getting it declared, but actually beginning it. It's in dropping the bombs. It's in making the rest of the world heal to your sick, twisted, warped point of a worldview. It is in making the rest of the world hail you, Hosanna. Not blessed are you. That doesn't come in the name of the Lord, but still, Hosanna, America. Hosanna, America in the highest. It's a religion. And as high priest of the Sanhedrin of the religion, John Bolton and John McCain and now Donald Trump, the high priest of warfare. Warfare is our existence. We promote it. We revel in it. Our kids play games to prepare them to go off and fight it. Let's face it, folks. Carlin was right. We're a warlike people. Becoming barbarians. Wasn't bad enough to kill the rest of the world. Hey, we need to apply this attitude to unborn children. Yeah. Let's kick Mikey. Yeah. Mikey won't. He hates everything. "Are we ready for that," asks Buchanan. "How would we win such a war without raising a large army and sending it back into the Middle East?" Another problem. Trump's missile attack was unconstitutional. Mr. Buchanan, please. We don't care about constitutions. And what is this constitution you speak of besides? Haven't you read Brother Andre Marie's Facebook page, Mr. Buchanan? It is all there in black and white. The President and the War Powers Act, that's all the authority that's needed. We don't need a Congress anymore. That's old school fuddy-duddy stuff. We're evolved, you see. By the way, while we deny the preference of monarchy, because we're not going to live under a king, we live under a king. He's called the president. Assad has never attacked America. He never threatened us. And Congress, which alone has the power to authorize war on Syria, has never done so. Indeed, Congress denied Obama that specific authority in 2013. So what was Trump thinking? Well, we now know. Ivanka went and cried to Daddy,
You see those children? You gotta stop it, Daddy.
Trump gave Ivanka and Jared Kushner the keys to the bunker, to the launch codes. Believe me, Ivanka can handle this. Believe me. By the way, I wonder if we'll ever learn why the number 59 was chosen. Because you know these imbeciles don't do anything by accident. Even though they stumble into it from time to time. Why was the number 59? Why not 60? Why not 58? I'm just curious. Back to Buchanan. He quotes Trump and what he said. 2 days later, Trump was still emoting. Beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. Believe me. We're going to make Syria great again. No child of God should ever suffer such horror. You're right. Hey, Mr. Trump. No child of God should ever suffer the horror of a vacuum cleaner, a vacuum extractor device known as a VED in medical terms, coming after it while it's slumbering and growing inside its mother's womb. If you're all about protecting children, why not get your Congress to act and defund Planned Parenthood? I'm just saying. Now that gas attack was an atrocity, a war crime, and pictures of the tiny victims are heart-rending. But 400,000 people have died in Syria's civil war, among them thousands of children and infants. But hey, how many infants have been killed by U.S.-sponsored air raids and attacks executed by the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia in Yemen? How many? Assad is battling insurgents and jihadists who would slaughter his Alawite brethren and the Christians in Syria. You know all this. Here's Buchanan's conclusion. Mr. Buchanan, please get to the point. We have no vital interest in Syria's civil war. It is those doing the fighting who have causes they deem worth dying for. For ISIS, it is the dream of a caliphate. For Al-Qaeda, it's about driving the crusaders out of the Dar al-Islam. For the Turks, it is, as always, about the Kurds. For Assad, this war is about his survival and that of his regime. For Putin, it is about Russia remaining a great power and not losing its last naval base in the Mediterranean. For Iran, this is about preserving a land bridge to its Shiite ally, Hezbollah. For Hezbollah, it's about not being cut off from the Shiite world and isolated in Lebanon. Because all have vital interest in Syria, all have invested more blood in this conflict than we have. And they're not going to give up their gains or goals in Syria and yield to the Americans without a fight. And if we go to war in Syria, what will we be fighting for? A new world order? Democracy? Separation of mosque and state? Diversity? Free speech from Muslim heretics? LGBT rights? In 2013, a great national coalition came together to compel Congress to deny Barack Obama authority to take us to war in Syria. We are now back at that barricade. An after-Easter battle is shaping up in Congress on the same issue. Is the president authorized to take us into war against Assad and his allies inside Syria? If after Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Yemen, we do not want Marika and yet another Mideast war. The time to stop it is before the war party has us already in it. That time is now.